This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Pelly the Pitching Pelican by Jim Palmieri and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. And now, here's Cora White.
Never settle. Always go for the big one. Tony. The story of Pelly the Pitching Pelican is told by Papa Billy. There was always something to do at Papa Billy and Mim's house. On very cold days, their grandchildren could ice skate on the little pond in the backyard, or they could slide down the giant hill just past the side of the house. When it was nicer, they could walk down the backyard path that leads to the ocean. And there were tons of things to do at the ocean. Every Sunday was family day, the day the grandchildren would come to their house for lunch. They always had fish. After lunch and before dessert, Papa Billy would tell them a story. Some of the stories made no sense at all, like the one about a trumpet-playing crab who played in the famous beach band called Tony and the Toe Pinchers. Okay, that sounded a bit far-fetched. But as Papa Billy used to say, hey, no way to know what goes on down there. Usually only his grandchildren would sit and listen to his stories, unless it was a baseball story. Then the entire family would gather in his sports room. Papa Billy loved sports and telling stories, a great combination for a grandfather. In his younger days, Papa Billy had been a great baseball player. He played second base and made the All-Penguin team 8 years in a row, playing in the Iceberg League. The other players would tease him. Quite a feat for someone with such big feet. When Papa Billy put on his old jersey, the room would grow silent and he would begin. Our story today is about a singing baseball playing pelican named Pelly. As legend would have it, this is a true story. Pelly was special. Or at least he thought so, because he would sing while he flew and when he showered, very uncommon for pelicans. Not only did Pelly have a terrible singing voice, but his songs also made no sense at all, such as, oh, my name is Pelly, I like to watch the telly, I really like to fly, I have an itchy thigh, I like to eat small fish, put one on my dish. I have a pair of pants, they fall off when I dance. One more thing about Pelly, he loved to play baseball. As you all know, baseball is a very popular game with pelicans. Pelly was a great player. He had a 12-foot wingspan, which made him one of the greatest pitchers of all time. They say that the ball would almost be past the batter before he released it. He was by far the best player on his team. He was also a tremendous home run hitter. When Pelly came up to bat, the crowd would cheer. Who can? Pelly can. Who can? Pelly can. Pelly played for a team called the Beach Bums. They were a good team, but Pelly's dream was to play for a team down south called the Palmetto Pelicans. To find out if Pelly reaches his dream, you can purchase your copy of Pelly the Pitching Pelican on Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. We appreciate Cora reading Pelly the Pitching Pelican this morning by Jim Palmieri and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you.
To find your purpose.
By making a difference.
In someone's life.
Today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my